Hello, everyone. This is Faheem Jackson, and this is episode 130 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. Each season, there will be a particular group of topics to cover. Within these topics, I am asking the question and try my best to answer these questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following episode introduction speech is for the topic of today. And that is, what are the ways in order for you to use dumbbells? Part 2. In the first of this 3-series exercise geared towards dumbbell lifting, I talked about the various workouts I spoke of. I spoke of the muscle groups that are being put to use as well as benefits. The first of the series I spoke in regards also getting consultation so that you know what you're doing. Now that is out of the way, let's go right into part 2 of this dumbbell series. Let's first start out once again with what are dumbbells. These are usually in pairs and consist of a short bar with weight on each end used for muscle building. They build shoulder muscles and the arms and can also be labeled as free weights. Usually get a great workout when sitting or laid back on the bench. Place a free weight in each hand and curl or press. You will start to feel those dumbbell workouts on the upper body. Now, there are lower body workouts that can be performed, which I will go in within this topic as well. But for starters, I'm going to sit and explain to you the consultation methods you must go through before working out. Now let's go through dumbbell workouts. The hammer curls. This workout is one that I can say I truly enjoy performing to where it's not a strenuous headache while also getting a workout. When you're performing this exercise, you can use one dumbbell or 2 dumbbells. And you can perform this exercise a few ways with 1 dumbbell or 2 dumbbells. With 1 dumbbell, you hold the bar of the weight to where your hand is touching the weight and holding it like a hammer. With the weight in hand, holding it like a hammer at your waist side. Then in a flexing motion, bring the weight up towards your chest. Now try this with weights in both hands in the same motion as with 1 weight. Another way to perform this workout is by holding the bar in the middle and bringing the weight or even both weights across your chest. As for the muscle group, the bicep has 2 areas of the muscle, which is long and short head brachii. The other portion of the arm is brachialis and brachiodorsalis, which is the forearm. I would say shoot for about 4 to 5 sets, 10 to 12 reps. Now let's look at the incline bench press. Here's a workout that I know all too well. It's a workout where you pull out the lever under the bench to adjust the incline of the bench. I like to make the incline closer to being in an upright position because it makes for a better workout. So the position in whatever makes you feel comfortable. As for the exercise itself, you grab 2 dumbbells. You are sitting on the seat. Pick up the 2 dumbbells and place them upright on the thighs. Grab the weights and lean back on the bench in the incline position. And as you would use the bench press on a flat bench, for bench pressing with the bell bar and the weight plates, you use the dumbbells the same. Start with your arms holding the weights in the press position. Then push the dumbbells outward so that your arms and weights are parallel in the air. Make sure you use the dumbbells that are of a weight that you can carry. Because when you're done using these weights, you have to be strong enough to place them on the ground. You never want to strain yourself simply because you're doing too much. As for the muscle groups that are being built, the anterior deltoids, the upper pectoralis, and the triceps brachii. This exercise can be conducted on a stability ball, which benefits the muscles I just described, as well as the bicep brachii and lower pectoralis muscles. You should try to go for about 10 reps, 4 sets. Now let's look at the incline row. As with the incline bench press, the bench is set up the same. Only this time you're laying on your stomach of the bench, grabbing 2 dumbbells, and sit on the seat facing toward the bench. Then with your chest press against the bench, let your arms hang low. Hold them up in a chest press motion and for about 8 to 10 reps for about 4 or 5 sets. Be sure to understand the muscle groups that are worked when performing this exercise as well. Those muscle groups are as follows. The middle and trapezius, which are the shoulder blade region. Next to this is the teres minor and the infraspinous muscles. And let's not forget the posterior deltoids and the biceps that are being worked because of the press. I've not done this workout much myself, but it is something I am not opposed to. Any workout that fitness centers will get the job done. As always, stay safe and enjoy your workout. Furthermore, be sure to lower the weights to the ground and not toss them. You will be tempted sometimes. You don't want to hurt yourself or anyone in the vicinity. Let's look at jump squats. This is yet another workout that I myself don't partake in, but it's not one that will get you a pretty good workout outside of what you normally do. You start this workout squatting low to the ground with weights in both hands, then spring off your feet, jumping to the air. Please, people, make sure you perform this workout with weights that you can handle, because as you jump off the ground, the weights will pull it down. And if the weights are too heavy, then you could end up with an injury. But as for the workout, this could be performed in about 4 sets at 7 or 8 reps. As for the muscle groups, you're going to be working the legs for this one. These muscles are the gluteus maximus, the rectus femoris, and the 2 vastus on each side of the femoris and the calf muscles, which are called the gastrocnemius. The next leg exercise can be presented with the dumbbell as well. And these are lunges. With this workout, you're standing in one place holding dumbbells in both hands. The lunge exercise can be done with both the dumbbell and kettle. But since this is the dumbbell exercise in the dumbbell episode, you're standing in place, then take a step forward and drop to the ground so that one knee is on the ground and one is up. And I would say for these exercises, you should shoot for about 4 sets of 10. That means 1 lunge, stand up, and switch legs, which would constitute 5 lunges per leg. And in regards to the muscle groups that the person is going to be working on, these groups will exist in the legs. Yes, even though you're holding these weights, and depending on the person holding the weights and their strength, the weights might be heavy. Yet, just because there are heavy weights in hand does not mean that you're getting an arm workout. The muscles worked will be the rectus femoris, the vastus lateris, the abductor magnus, which is the hamstring, and the gluteus maximus. As I said earlier, this can be performed with the kettlebell. Only in the lunge, the kettlebell is brought up to the person's chest. Let's look at the plank tees. Here's the exercise where you place 2 dumbbells in front, and in the push-up form, hold the dumbbells on the ground. Then while holding the dumbbell, swing the body to one side to where your arm is in the air, with 1 dumbbell still holding the other dumbbell on the ground. I would say you could do this for about 3 sets of these for 10 reps, 5 per side. Any other dumbbell workout that works well doing this in the same starting point, but instead of swinging yourself, you lift 1 arm at one time, the plank T row. I would say about 4 sets of these at 10 reps per arm. Now, as for the muscle groups, you work in the obliques and the abdomen. In the chest, you work the anterior and pectorals. And with the arms, you're working the dumbbells, the biceps, triceps, deltoids, and get the exercise you need. I myself don't see myself performing this workout anytime soon, simply because I don't see much value in the exercise. I could think of a better workout for myself to be a part of in the fitness center. Let's look at the reverse flies. This workout is conducted with dumbbells as well as on a machine, but this episode is for dumbbells. What you do is stand still upright and then bend over until you're facing down to the ground. With 2 dumbbells in hand and weights in front of you, you flare your arms out in a winged motion. If you're a person who does not like to stand and perform this exercise, then sitting down on the bench will suit you just fine. You want to reach for about 4 or 5 sets and shoot for about 8 to 10 reps. Make sure your form is right so that you can benefit the muscle groups. The lower and middle trapezius and rhomboids, which are the shoulder blade region. 2 types of deltoids benefit as well, the posterior and the lateral muscles. In addition to the main areas that were named, there are smaller muscles like the teres minor and the infraspinatus. Another creative way to sit on the bench and perform this workout is lying on your stomach on the bench. Now let's look at another workout, the Romanian deadlift. For this workout, you usually perform it with a dumbbell and weight plates on each side. But for the dumbbells, you're going to have to start standing upright, holding both dumbbells in hand. Then bend at the knee and over until your head is still upright, looking forward, but your back is slightly 90 degrees angled from the legs. It may feel a little awkward because normally this is done with barbell. Now, how should the dumbbells be positioned in your hands? Well, hands on the metal bar, the ends of the weights touching. You want to perform 4 or 5 sets of this exercise for about 10 reps. And don't worry, the same muscle groups being worked for the use of the barbell and dumbbells are the same. You work the gluteus maximus, the abductor magnus, hamstrings, quadriceps, and gastric nemius, which is the calf muscles. For me, I perform this workout with the barbell and 8 weight plates because that's when you're a little more advanced. Now let's look at another exercise called the Russian twist. And when you start this exercise, you get on the floor with the dumbbell. As you sit on your backside, grab the dumbbell on each end and extend your arms out. Take your arm with dumbbells in hand and twist to the side so as to turn the body and twist at the hip. And then you twist back to the other direction. I would say you could do this workout in about 4 or 5 sets with about 10 to 12 reps. Now, what I forgot to explain earlier is that you have to make sure you grab a weight that is something you can handle. Don't hurt yourself with this exercise, especially your twists. As for the muscle groups that are worked, of course the abdomen is going to be worked. But the main area of the stomach area that is being worked are the external obliques and the internal obliques. There are also a few other muscles that benefit from the workout. The serratus anterior, external and anterior intercostals, and the latus latissimus dorsi. Now let's look at the seesaw row. As for this exercise, you are to stand upright with dumbbells in both hands and then taking so that your left or right leg is out front. Lean forward so that your upper body is at an angle. Then in an up and down motion, bring one dumbbell up towards your ribs while the other hangs in low in your hand. Then alternate by bringing the arm near your ribs down and the other dumbbell up. You're to perform this exercise with about 4 or 5 sets of 10 to 12 reps. You can also perform this exercise by standing straight up, then lean forward, and then bring one weight up and the other down, alternating with the same number of sets and reps. With this exercise, you work your biceps and tricep muscles. You also are going to work your trapezius and deltoids. Now let's look at the shoulder press. Now here's a workout I know very well. I perform this routinely when at the fitness center. It's convenient to grab a bench and adjust the seating to where the bench is in the upright position. Sometimes these benches are made already without having to alter the bench. Then grab 2 dumbbells and sit down on the seat. Pulling the dumbbells up, hold them at the head height while flexing. Then extend both weights in the air. This is a workout that one can perform for 4 sets of 10 to 12 reps. Also be sure you know exactly how much weight you can handle. As for the muscle groups that are being worked for this particular exercise, they go as follows. The first being the trapezius, middle and lower, which are the back muscles. The lateral and anterior deltoids also are muscles that can get worked as well as the tricep brachii and the serratus anterior, which are muscles around the ribs. Now the next exercise is a lot less strenuous. This section should be short, which is the shoulder shrugs. And what are the shoulder shrugs? This section should be a little shorter to explain, even easier to work out. You grab 2 dumbbells and stand straight up. Then you take your shoulders and shrug them upwards. This is done for about 4 to 5 sets at 10 to 12 reps. You work your upper and middle trapezius muscles that are around your neck. The shoulder shrug workout is not one that I work myself. So this workout is not one that I would more so promote, but it's a dumbbell exercise in case you want to try it yourself. But other than what I have already explained, there is not much to talk about. Now let's look at the side bend. When it comes to this exercise, the side bend is one of these workouts that are not something I perform. But as for you, I would try it out to see if you could like it. You take one dumbbell in hand, then stand straight up. Proceed to leaning to one side, the side of the arm where there is not a weight in hand. You could also lean in the direction where the person is holding the dumbbell. But I would say lean in the opposite direction of the arm without a weight in hand. You should shoot for about 4 to 5 sets and about 10 to 12 reps. As for the muscle groups that are being worked in this workout, the area around the core will benefit. This is an area pretty much relegated to the external obliques. These are located on the sides of our torso next to our ribs. So, with this show wrap up, while we have to ask the question, what are ways to use the dumbbells in this part 2 statement? For this episode, most of these exercises are ones that I've already heard of. So about you, how many of them have you ever heard of? Because there are so many exercises that can be completed by using dumbbells. For me, I don't see the purpose of dumbbell workout alone. I would suggest using the dumbbells with other workouts that don't require dumbbells. Or you could find yourself overworking muscles that need a rest so that other portions of the body can get the attention. But don't let my explanations come as me saying these exercises don't work. They do. I just want you to find what works for you. So, thanks for listening to In the Know, and I'll be bringing you another episode regarding fitness and wellness. I'll be asking the question, how to use dumbbells to perform a wide array of exercises. This time, part 3.